It's Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Jeff Bosser. It's 8:49, and time now for the opening market report. I'm Jeff Bossert, and we'll get a look, analysis of the markets coming up in a few minutes, but first a look at market news. Greek lawmakers began another emergency debate Wednesday, or rather today, about future economic reforms demanded by international creditors in return for a new bailout, a vote that could threaten the survival of the coalition government and trigger fresh fears over the country's future in the euro. The vote later on changes to the judicial and banking sectors is one of the requirements that Greece's European creditors insisted upon for negotiations on a third bailout worth around 85 billion euros, or $93 billion, to begin. Global stock markets dropped today after U.S. earnings fell short of expectations, and investors began to focus on next week's Federal Reserve meeting. After Federal Reserve Chief Janet Yellen recently reiterated U.S. interest rates are likely to rise this year, investors are looking to next week's policy meeting for clues about the probable timing. Interest rates in the U.S., along with major economies, have been at record lows since the 2008 financial crisis, which has been a boon for stock markets.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And now we'll look at weather for the growing areas with Drew Winter.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be almost ideal as we move forward through the next 10 days to 2 weeks. The situation will be well balanced between shower and thunderstorm activity and sunshine, and temperatures are expected to be mostly seasonable with a slight warmer bias. The environment will be just about perfect for pollination of corn and for more accelerated development in the soybean fields. And we'll also see sorghum and other crops benefiting from this pattern, not only in the Midwest, but across parts of the plains and portions of the Delta and southeastern states. There are some dryness pockets out there that need to be looked into. Those include areas in the lower parts of the U.S. Delta and also from parts of Georgia into the Carolinas. These areas are all seeing firming soil and eventually may become too dry. In fact, already parts of the Carolinas are considered to be too dry, and crop stress will continue for a while, and there will be a threat to their production potentials. In hard red winter wheat country, we'll see rain fall a little bit more often across those areas as we move through this next 5 to 7 days. The precipitation will be great enough to slow field work, but we'll still see warm enough temperatures to generate a favorable environment for some field progress between rain events. There will be sufficient drying time between each event, and that should help to get farmers into the fields to wrap up this year's harvest. Showers will occur across parts of the Midwest, but we don't expect them to be very significant today or tomorrow. The precipitation will probably impact only a very small percentage of the region. The majority of the area is expected to see net drying conditions. A frontal boundary will attempt to move through parts of the Midwest as we get to Friday and Saturday and even into Sunday. The frontal boundary will be kind of slow moving across the region, so the amount of rain that falls will be varied. Some of the slower moving thunderstorms that evolve could still produce some locally heavy rainfall, and we'll expect to see maybe a slight chance for some hail and some damaging wind in some of the stronger storms. However, a lot of the precipitation is expected to be weak, and we don't expect to see a huge problem with flood potentials across the region. Certainly those areas that have been dealing with excess moisture are seeing much improved conditions right now, but any substantial rains that fall would quickly rekindle flooding and perhaps raise some more concern over crop conditions. With that said, we don't expect anybody to get that kind of soaking rain that would cause a serious problem, at least not over this next 5 to 7 days. Now, the majority of the precipitation will probably run from about 0.2 inch to 0.75 inch as that frontal system cuts through the Midwest. I would not expect to see very many locations see heavier rains, but there will be potential for more than an inch. In some counties, the precipitation will be most significant up in parts of Minnesota and the eastern Dakota. Dakotas initially, and as we move into the end of the week and into the weekend, we'll see those stronger storms from Nebraska into parts of the heart of the Midwest, and eventually the precipitation work its way out of the region. There will be a follow-up frontal system that will occur as we move into the early to middle part of next week, and it will behave quite similarly, with additional showers and thunderstorms impacting parts of the region, with some locally heavy rain possible. The temperatures across the region will run mostly in the 80s through a big part of the forecast period. There will be a few upper 70s in the far northeast, and there will also be some 90 degree temperatures, mostly lower 90s, occurring down the Missouri River Valley initially. That will occur probably tomorrow into Friday, and we'll see the temperatures continuing to be over 90 degrees in the lower parts of the Midwest, as well as the Delta and southeastern states. In fact, the further south you go, the more warmth there's going to be, and some of the temperatures could be downright hot, with extreme highs getting into the upper 90s to around 100 degrees in both the southern plains and a part of the Delta, perhaps the western portions of the Delta in particular. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And joining me now for market analysis is Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, on the road today. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Good morning. Glad to be with you again. As far as markets are concerned, mildly defensive. Basically, the correction continues. One of the things that we've tried to keep in mind is that this correction could have been, as we talked a week or two ago, 3 days, 3 weeks. And maybe right now it might be a little bit longer. But the bottom line is the fundamentals are coming to the producer's advantage, and we've got some more upside potential ahead in our view. And so we're watching and waiting. As far as where we are right now, we made a trip over to Ohio, doing several meetings over here. Last night's attendance was spectacular. And we think that looking at the crops, it's widely variable. Some of the stuff is in really tough shape, and the stuff that was planted early looks pretty good. Beans, as we talked about in the past, are yet to be determined, but we think this week's weather forecast going forward, reaching into the August window, is going to be somewhat important as far as the trade is concerned, as far as determining what the yield prospects are. What we think realistically is that the below ground fundamentals as far as roots and infrastructure are going to be a little bit challenged. It probably does not have what we want as far as root structure. Agronomically, it looks like we're going to be about at least three nodes short on our bean plants to make good yields. So that's going to be a hindrance going forward. But in the broad scopes, August weather is most important, and the trade is going to have to come to us on that respect. Looking at the prices, we've got front month corn down about 2 3/4. We've got wheat down about 4 3/4. September corn down about a quarter of a cent at 3.99 3/4. And soybeans is new crop right there at just a little bit below $10, down 7.5 at 9.92 3/4. And as far as livestock is concerned, October hogs, $64 at up about 95 cents. Cattle are down, or pardon me, up 42 cents at 144.87. And going forward, it looks like the cattle are going to be mildly supported on the dips, and the hogs are probably going to be mildly defensive as we a lot of the funds re-enter the long cattle, short hog spread. As far as weather is concerned, we continue to monitor that for the production in our soybeans and think realistically, the crop conditions are expected to maintain themselves for the time being, and we watch real patiently to see what kind of nitrogen loss we have. And if we have a crop degradation in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we think the trade's going to engage that rather nicely. Other than that, I don't have much new to report. The crops in Ohio are highly variable. Some stuff looks really good. Some stuff looks really rough. I think that's consistent with what we saw across mid and north Indiana. And I think realistically, rain does not necessarily make grain. And we're basically trying to quantify that. Thanks, and have a great day.
All right, thanks, Bill. Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Looking at the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, mostly sunny skies today, the high in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 82, a low of 65. Tomorrow night, sunny skies Friday, the high in the mid-80s. Next chance of rain comes Saturday evening, a low of 70 and a 30% chance of rain both Saturday evening and Sunday. We have 74 degrees right now in Urbana, 73 in Decatur, 70 in Danville. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Another hour of Morning Edition is just ahead.
Good morning. Drought in the Pacific Northwest is spreading the risk of a special hazard, urban wildfire. How a state that used to be known for rain is adapting in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. National Guard is building up its fleet of drones. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Not everyone is happy with military drones over U.S. territory. We will also report on the presidential campaign. Donald Trump says he speaks for a silent majority, though he's been anything but silent, referring to one rival as a stiff. Also this hour, a court throws out some of the charges against the former governor of Illinois. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, the birthday of Cleveland, Ohio, founded in 1796 by General Moses Cleveland. The news is next.